Hello everyone, this is Will.
And this is Alex.
And welcome back to another episode of They Mostly Come Out at Night.
Punch, punch, punch! Mostly.
Oh yeah, that smooth jazz theme song just playing through my ears right now.
Smooth?
Yeah, smooth as silk.
I was going to disagree with you, but in hindsight, yeah, it's very... very smooth, let me tell you. It doesn't want to make me stab my ears with ice picks. Not at all.
Punch, punch, punch! Oh man, that was a trip.
We watched Godzilla versus Megalon.
Yep, mystery special movie tonight was Godzilla now, versus Megalon.
I grew up watching Godzilla movies.
So did I.
And I still enjoy them quite a bit. Not all of them, but I do enjoy them.
Now, I will admit, I actually like pretty much all Godzilla movies. There's a handful.
Yeah.
I mean, so if you're going to be a Godzilla fan, you have to take it with a grain of salt. You're going to watching very shitty movies.
You're going to watch some dumb shit like this.
There is some dumb shit. Now, there is one that is worse than this movie, in my opinion. And, yes, these movies are worse than Son of Godzilla, which is also very...
yeah.
It's very bad.
Not... yeah.
You know, but, like, Godzilla's Revenge, I would say, takes the cake on this one. Even after watching this, like, again.
Yeah.
Because, like, Godzilla's Revenge is, like, burned into my, like, mind as, like, just...
I didn't even finish it.
So bad.
Didn't even finish it.
Yeah, like, I'm with you. I grew up watching these, like, these Godzilla movies, and I fell in love with the first one. Of course, when I watched it, it was King of Monsters.
Yeah, I did
King
too.
Of the Monsters. And I had no idea there was an original Japanese version.
Same.
And then in my 20s, I was like, you know, well, I'm 27 now, but, like, in my early 20s, I was like, you know what? I'm going to watch the Japanese version, because I bet you anything it's better. And it blew my mind.
Yeah.
How much better it was. Now, I also watched this as a kid.
I did, too. This is one of the ones I owned.
And, you know, I was like, maybe it'll still be... But I remember distinctly not really liking this one as a kid, either.
Yeah.
Like, I hated Jet Jaguar. I thought he was, like, the stupidest character.
The best character, excuse me.
I thought Godzilla's design was horrible.
The best.
Like, Gigan was such a shoo-in in this movie. Like, they just kind of, like, shoehorned him in there.
It's very natural.
And Megalon looks like a cockroach, so...
Because...
Cockroach.
He is.
He is a cockroach.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. He's a pest. Like, this movie. But, like, even, like, watching it now, I'm just like, wow, you can really tell that this was supposed to be a movie about Jet Jaguar. And just to market it, they just added...
The last minute, they added in Godzilla.
Now, these movies have had a history of that, though, because remember Godzilla versus King Kong?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but at least in then, it's... Godzilla is still in most of the movie.
Yeah, but King Kong becomes stronger by electricity.
Yes.
So they didn't change anything, they just changed the character.
They just changed the name.
Yep.
Genius.
But yeah, this movie, it was hard to get through, like, even as a Godzilla fan, like, because it's my, one of my least favorites.
Yeah, we decided to revisit our childhood.
Yep. We're gonna have to do that again a lot in the 90s. That's not gonna be fun.
Keep your childhood sacred.
Oh, well, I can't with this podcast.
Well, yeah, I know, I'll ruin it for you.
I'll keep it sacred until we get to the 90s, so it's gonna be a while. So I'm okay with that.
Don't worry, I'll ruin all your memories.
Oh, it is gonna wreck me.
Gonna take them through the garbage disposal.
It's gonna wreck me. It's not even gonna spit on it before it sticks it in. So I guess we should start kind of describing what little happens in this movie. Do we have to really go through this?
Do we?
I don't know.
Can we just end the podcast right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just start watching good movies?
Yeah.
But then we'd be like 90% of reviewers where we just, like, you know, say everything's good.
Yeah, well, everything's good.
Everything's good.
I love good things.
Me too.
Good, do you like good things?
Good things
are good. I love good things.
Good things are good.
It's good.
Everything is good.
Everything is awesome.
All movies are great.
All movies are great.
Except for these.
No. Even these.
No, these, you know what? These are the greatest.
These are the best.
These are the best.
This is the best.
You know what? I take it back. Let's continue the podcast.
This is the best Godzilla movie.
Yeah.
Fuck that other normie shit. This is pure kino. Pure art. Avant-garde editing. Don't you
love,
all.
Don't you love how it opens with a little kid on a stupid, like, rowboat?
Blow me.
That's a fish.
Blow me.
And they're just like,
that's not quite. It opens with explosions.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're right.
On, we see Rodan, Godzilla, and
there's like an announcer saying how they're testing nuclear bombs again, and it's somewhere off of like
Alaska.
Yeah, but then they go to Easter Island.
They go from Alaska to Tahiti to Easter Island. It makes so much sense. They just keep forgetting which.
It doesn't make sense.
They keep forgetting which fucking island.
Well, they picked. And apparently, like, you couldn't use Atlantis in this.
No. Because Atlantis, the wise people of Atlantis had copyrighted Atlantis.
I mean, I would too. It's a cool name. Like, I would have too. I would have been like, you know what?
They had their lawyers were on this shit.
Exactly.
You couldn't use that.
So we get Sealandia.
Seatopia,
right, exactly.
With a bunch of dancing women who wear, like, trash bags. And
they kind of look like some fucked up, like, KKK, like, yes, wet dream.
KKK with, like, see-through trash bags.
Because they have these, like, giant, like,
hoods.
White cone,
yes,
hoods.
And then there's, like, these people watching them, and they look full, like, full white fucking hoods.
Alright, we should probably start breaking this movie down, because I think we're going to confuse people if we keep talking about just random
look,
parts.
Look, I watched it, I'm confused.
Me too. Alright, so, opens with the announcer talking about how they're nuclear testing again, shows Godzilla, Rodan, and
Anguirus
on Monster Island,
and they're
getting bombed.
For
some reason.
Which has fuck all to do with the movie.
I have no idea. It doesn't even matter. So then it goes to the kid on the lake.
Yeah, and he's in
his little stupid rowboat.
It's not even a rowboat.
It's like a robotic fish thing. He's like on a giant fish and two fishes, like two fish on the side, two motorized fish on the side are like paddling.
Yeah, and he has like two like paddles on front that he like apparently controls it with, whatever.
He's like, doesn't that look like fun? Yeah, you want to try it? Sure. And then he just sits down.
He just sits down and starts taking pictures of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then an earthquake, the world's weakest earthquake, happens.
Yep, and they keep talking about how like earthquakes are happening all around because they're doing nuclear testing and
yes,
how the nuclear, it's going to cause quakes throughout the,
yes,
the week or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then okay, so then he's talking about how, like, and then, like, the lake starts, like, draining.
Yes.
And, oh God.
The rocket. Don't forget the rocket.
Yeah, that's right. And, the lake starts draining and the kid gets caught in the current. So they shoot a rocket, like, they shoot a toy rocket at the kid.
Yes.
And it's, like, perfect aim.
Mm-hmm.
Wraps the rope around the raft thing. And then they pull him in on this tiny-ass string that would easily snap.
No. It's indestructible.
Apparently. And then, so the lake drains. I'm just trying to remember this. Like, I even wrote notes and I'm still confused.
Look at your fucking notes.
I know.
They take him out of the lake and then the lake drains.
Mm-hmm.
It, like, drains under the earth. So then it's dry. And then they drive off. Like, okay. Else.
Is that when he starts talking about, like, the two continents and there's,
yes,
like,
when they're driving?
Yeah, and there's one that's, like, Easter Island, and then there's another one off the coast of...
Well, he only mentioned one island.
But he he said there's two continents, and there's one island, and, like, it has these giant...
Next to... He said it's, like, east of Tahiti. So, some geography. Tahiti is in, like, out in the Pacific, the South Pacific, out there, like, past New Zealand and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that this ancient civilization used to be there, and then they sunk. And they had these, and someone discovered these statues recently. And it shows this picture. And it's the Easter Island heads.
Yeah.
All lined up, except it looks like a map painting.
Now, am I wrong? Is Easter Island even close to Tahiti?
Not even remotely.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But it's okay. Fine, because in like 30 minutes, they say Easter Island. Because fuck geography. Fuck continuity.
Yep.
Fuck all that shit. Make it up as you go along.
So they get to his lab.
This movie's like jazz.
Yeah.
It improvises.
Well, and it has the best jazz theme song. So.
Fuck off. Don't mock me. How dare you?
Jajaga.
No. No.
Jajaga.
Turn it off. Turn it off. Okay. Turn it off!
So then we get like a weird home invasion.
I want to mention
this scientist has the weirdest fucking house I think I've ever seen in my entire life.
I love it.
He has like these giant dice hanging from the walls. It's great. And like this like really eccentric like lab with all these like weird lights.
Everything's
and shit.
Like painted, like there's like drawings on the wall.
Yeah, like cartoony paintings and like
tigers and stuff.
It's great. Fucking weird.
It's great. But they get home and they go up to their house, which is a fucking like a cube.
It's like a cube on a hill.
Built into the side of a hill. And the kid goes and like opens the door and he's like, "Hey, look. Door's open." They walk in and they immediately get attacked.
Yep.
Some dude smacks one of them,
and
knocks
then
him out.
He fires like that like powder at the kid.
The kid no, he knees the kid.
Oh, that's right. He knees the kid right in the balls.
Yeah. He looks very fine for just being kneed in the balls.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other guy comes in and they have an awkward fight. And then he shoots him
with the powder stuff.
So they have like, they have sci-fi guns.
Yeah.
That shoot like powder that knocks people out. Very convenient. That's called we're making a movie for kids and we can't.
Yep.
You can't shoot them because it's... Because, you know, you can fly airplanes into their heads, but you can't.
No.
Yeah.
Can't shoot them.
Can't kill people.
So they knock all three of them out, and then they do their business. And so the scientists and his friends wake up, and they go into the lab, and they realize it's, like, all...
So I don't remember how... I guess, did one of them, like, fight them off because... They...
Oh, yeah. One of them fought him off, and Yeah, so the other guy, like, because the doctor and the kid are knocked out.
Yeah.
And the other guy finally chases him off. They get in the car, and then he gets in a car. I forgot all about that.
Yeah, they have a car chase.
Stupid chase scene.
It's awkward.
It's, like, weirdly edited and, like, weirdly shot.
The whole movie is weirdly edited.
Yeah, it really is.
Scenes don't even remotely match.
No, and there will be, like, scenes that start, like, it looks like it started, like, halfway through this scene.
Yeah. It's but, like, weird. The geography, everything's all over the place. And during this chase scene, like, most of the time, I don't even know where anybody is.
Nope.
Yeah. But the scene ends.
So, the scene ends, and the scientist...
Oh, because he throws a... Because one of the guys they're chasing throws a...
Like
canister,
a fireball.
And it explodes, but it's just... It's someone superimposed a tiny flame.
Yep, a firebomb.
Onto the screen, and that's it. And then he stops chasing him.
So, we also, like, get interjected with this, like... So, like, they do the car chase, and they'll interject with, like, the scientist and the kid waking up.
They find a powder.
They go into this lab, which has Jet Jaguar almost built...
For his head.
Yep.
The lab's been ransacked.
I still don't understand what's going to happen next.
I
but
don't either.
I don't understand this scene. So they find a fine powder, and then one of the guys finds a button.
A button, yeah.
One of the guys left.
And it looks a lot like the powder.
So then we get a weird scene.
So then
scene.
They
smash the button and, like, inspect it, and it has, like, crystalline powders in it.
But then it just cuts. And suddenly, the scientist is welding something.
They're like forging Jaguar's head. So what was the point of the
button? I have literally no...
Why did they smash the button?
I think that they made his head out of the powder, but they never tell you. I wouldn't know.
So then we get another scene of them like discovering an island off of like wherever. Like,
I legitimately don't remember what the fuck happened in the scene.
Yep. They show a map and it's like,
you know what I say? Skip this shit because I don't fucking remember.
Okay. So should we go to them being kidnapped?
Yes, because that's the most important scene.
Yep, it is the most important. The most important.
Has a, like, pocket bike. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm going to go test this out because I'm going to stay on land from now on. Ha 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 ha. And he rides off.
He rides off, and then we get the most awkward, like, kidnapping scene I've ever seen in any movie.
They, like, they pull up to him. The guy in the driver's seat, like, pushes his door open, and the kid just kind of awkwardly, like...
stops in front of it.
Well, not stops, he, like, hits it, but it's, like,
it's like a little bump.
Yeah. And the kid even makes, like,
Then they open the other door, so I guess he can't escape, even though he could have easily run the opposite direction of the car.
No, he can't.
But, yeah, whatever, he just stays on the bike, and they kidnap him.
They kidnap him.
And then they go back to the house.
They bring the kid back to the house, yeah.
Yep, and they're, like, holding him at gunpoint, and,
That's when they shoot.
That's when they shoot. Yeah, they shoot the kid, and they knock everyone out with the powder again.
Yeah, everyone's knocked out now. Then we get
a scene of
the kid and the doctor, I guess. I legitimately don't know which one of them is, like, the dad.
I don't understand. I don't know if any of them are.
Maybe they just hang out with him. I don't know.
I have no idea.
He's their friend.
So they wake up in this metal container.
Yeah.
And
like rolling back and forth.
They're like, I love the doctor because he even kicks the bottom. Yeah. He's like, it's metal. It's like, no shit, Sherlock. Yeah, no
fucking shit.
Really? Holy shit. Wow, how introspective of you.
It looks like metal, but we gotta.
You kicked metal and you say it's metal. Genius. So
he's a great scientist.
They're like rolling around and they're not understanding what's happening. But
and then the other guy is tied up while someone fiddles around on like the Jaguar computer.
Yep.
And earlier they showed him off when they they turned him on and like kind of showed him off and
that he whatever. Could fly and shit.
Yeah, but now like. They've got control of Jet Jaguar, and this is where he tells the guy that they are from Cetopia,
and they're pissed off because they've been doing so many nuclear
tests. Earth people keep blowing up nukes.
So, literally, Cetopia is just annoyed.
Yes, and they're like,
annoyed.
Our civilization is 10,000 years old.
And what is their master plan to not be annoyed?
To bring a monster, a cockroach, to the Earth.
To destroy everything.
To destroy everything.
Now, I'm sorry. My reaction to mild annoyances, I don't really react in wanting to destroy everything.
Well, you should.
Apparently, that's the way to do it.
If your neighbor is being loud...
destroy his house.
You send a goddamn, like, lion into his home.
You know what you do? You stand in front of his yard... load an RPG and blow up his house.
That'll teach him.
That he won't annoy you ever.
He won't annoy you ever again. That'll teach him.
So then we get the most beautiful scene of Cetopia.
Oh, this is fantastic.
Of the weird pseudo like weird KKK
lookalikes.
Weird propaganda shit.
There's one guy like talking about, you know, all this what they're going to do and
I will admit, they have these headbands with the most adorable little megalon on them.
They have megalon on their head, yeah.
They have, like, a little tiny plastic megalon, like, just hanging out on top of their head. It's great.
Everything's, like, crystals and all these, like, flashing lights. It's beyond cheap.
And he's just babbling about how, like, these earthlings are, like, you know, ruining Cetopia and how they're, like, you know, ruining the Earth, and they want to stop the them from testing nuclear bombs.
Yeah.
And so then they're like...
They unleash... Gigan. I mean, Megalon. Jesus fucking Christ.
They unleash Gigan. No, they unleash Gigan later.
Yeah, later. Out of nowhere.
Well, because he wasn't supposed to be in the movie.
I know. But they unleash Megalon.
They unleash Megalon, and we get this really awkward scene of him waking up, and then, I guess, drilling top of the Earth.
Up, yeah.
But, like, it's so weird, because it's shot... It's, like, the guy... Like, hanging, and they shoot it from, like, his back.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, literally two panels on the sides of, like, dirt flying by, and then a little panel of him, like, just laying on his stomach.
Seamless.
Yeah, it's great. It looks flawless.
It's seamless.
I barely could understand what was going on in this scene.
Don't worry, I could barely understand what was going on in any of this. So, then... Well, the guy explains to the guy who's tied up that they're taking Jet Jaguar because they need, like, robots.
They need a robot, and they also want to have Jet Jaguar lead Megalon in the right direction.
So, they need them to lead Megalon in the right direction of destruction, and because they don't have enough people, so they want, like, robots to do work or something.
Something like I don't know. So we get another awkward scene of like them driving in the truck, and we get the two truck drivers that are being like held hostage,
being told to drive. Yeah.
And so we get more scenes of the doctor and the kids awkwardly sliding around on this metal container.
Then
we get the best fight scene ever. So this guy is still controlling Jet Jaguar and, like, telling Megalon where to go, and Megalon just starts, like, heading towards Tokyo. And,
I don't know what the fuck... What were they doing? Because they were gonna, like, kill the doctor and the kid?
Yeah, so they were gonna just dump the doctor and the kid, like, down a ravine or something. Yeah,
for some reason.
I don't know.
And the guy hears this and is like, what are you doing? And then he breaks out?
Yeah, he breaks out of the chair and, like, breaks it, and, like, they have this really awkward fight scene where they're, like, trying to, like, awkwardly shuffle around each other.
Shuffle around and awkwardly jump.
He kicks the sci-fi gun out of the guy's hand and, like holds him hostage and then, like, knocks him out. He interrogates him by slamming his head on the ground, and he's like, you're gonna die if you don't tell me where they are. I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah.
And then he, like, awkwardly slams his head on the ground and then, like, kind of chokes him till he's knocked out.
Yeah. Very foolproof.
And then we get another scene of the two truck drivers, like, gaining a conscience, I guess. And the guy, like, starts threatening them with this gun.
Yeah.
And the truck drivers, like, swerve out of the way so, like, that one of them can grab the guy's hand. And then they open the door and push the other guy out. And he, like...
It's just all of a sudden the side of a hill.
He just ragdolls down the... Oh, sorry, he doesn't. They push a ragdoll down the hill. And it's like, oh!
I love dummies.
So do I.
I love fake dummies.
They flail in such a weird way. I love it.
I love it. I just love when movies do fake dummies, and it's a dying art.
I wonder if any director is like, yeah, that looked real.
I don't even care. I just love dummies.
Oh, me too.
It's a dying art in films, and the funniest thing is they drop him, and he's just like, ah! Like, so, he hits the side of the hill, and then we have to see this dummy just
kind of flailing down the freaking...
It's great.
Oh, so then the truck, like, goes to a dam.
Yeah.
And then they turn around and they're starting to dump the... Why were they dumping the container?
I have no clue.
They didn't even know what was in it.
Well, they hear what was in it, then they're like, whoa, like... And they stop dumping.
Yeah, so it's, like, tilted, but it's almost, like, off the edge.
But don't forget, the guy who escaped... beat up the other...
Oh, we get that car chase scene again.
So, he gets in a car and starts driving to where they're gonna dump them. And the guy he knocked out wakes up and calls them, like, the prisoner escaped. So they send backup.
Oh, yeah.
We get another awkward, edited car chase
scene. Like, I could barely tell who was chasing who.
A motorcycle joins in eventually?
Yeah, there was, like, a red car and a motorcycle.
And at some point, when the motorcycle joined in, I had no clue who was chasing who, or where they were.
Well, what's weird is, like, the cars are different colors, and there's a motorcyclist.
So you should know. So,
like, you should know who's chasing who, but I had no idea. They
never have them in the same shot.
I literally thought the motorcyclist was chasing the red car.
That's what I thought.
For a minute.
But, like, yeah. Eventually, we finally see what's happening, and then we get an endless amount of scenes.
Of them going down different scenery.
Different scenery. First, they awkwardly drive down
a staircase.
Yeah.
Just, like, shuffle down a... like, two cars shuffling down a staircase and then a motorcycle.
And then immediately after that, they shuffle down just a hillside.
Mm-hmm.
Then immediately after that, they shuffle down another hillside.
It's like a cat... It has, like, a cavern?
Yeah, it's, like, very thin.
Yeah.
But the geography is all over the damn place.
Oh, yeah. Different geography every single shot.
And then eventually they keep going, and there's that shot where the bike is somehow in front of him.
Yeah. And then
he hits the front of the car and just flies up and just lands back down like normal. And then they keep going, and the first car rips through this, shed?
Yeah, it's like a shack.
And for some reason, the second car, the red car, can't. So it pulls into where the car, like, ripped through, and it's a perfect outline. It just stops, and the shed collapses on it.
And then the motorcyclist can't handle the shit either. Loses control and slides under a, like, cement mixer.
And he grabs, when he's getting up, he grabs, like, the rope.
And then it dumps all the cement on top of him. Now, you mentioned something that kind of hit the nail on the head. You said this was, like, Mr. Bean shit.
I said this was some Mr. Bean shit. But yeah. The funny thing is, I said that before the cement thing.
Yeah.
Because of how, like, those endless scenes of them just, like, dub, 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 like, rolling down hills and staircases. I was just like, this is some Mr. Bean shit. It's like slapstick comedy.
It was. And we're watching a Godzilla movie.
And then the cement thing happened.
Now, I want the audience to listen here. Just remember that we are watching a Godzilla movie.
Yes.
And we have failed to mention Godzilla in any respect. That's because he's not even in the fucking movie. Like, he's barely in the movie.
Up till this point, Godzilla has been in the movie for maybe 30 seconds.
Yeah. And I think in total, he's probably in the movie for maybe 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Maybe.
And, yeah, so the biker pulls a cement on his face, and it's very silly. Ah, ha, ha, funny shit, whatever. Except it wasn't funny, and we were dying inside.
Yeah, well, I mean, the whole... Now we get a scene of Megalon, like, he gets to the dam where the container is about to fall off.
And the water is just overflowing.
For some reason, because Megalon's not even moving, and the water's, like, still sloshing over.
Yeah.
The dam.
And then the guy shows up to save his friends.
And the two truck drivers are really scared because they're worried the dam's going to break.
Well, then they punch him.
They punch him.
And they carjack him.
Yeah. They steal his car. And then he goes over to the container. Like, he's like, ah, fuck it. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
And then he goes over to the car and tries to rescue his friends. And then, like, Megalon breaks the dam.
And the water starts pouring out.
So, I don't know what went through this guy's head. I really don't. Like, because his master plan, this is pure luck right here. His master plan, so Megalon gets to the bottom of the dam where all the water's overflowing. And this guy is just like, I can't put the container, like, the truck bed up. Because it's, like, tilted.
For some reason.
So he's like, you know what? I'm just going to push my friends into danger.
Yeah.
And hope for the best.
Because Megalon walks over.
What a leap of faith. What a fucking leap of faith. Like, literally offering up your friends to a giant fucking monster.
We've all been there.
And just hoping for the best.
We've all been there.
Just like, you know what? Fuck it.
To be fair, it did work.
It did, because Megalon just like punts, like just like...
Yeah, the thing, the crate rolls off the truck, and Megalon like punts it. And it flies.
No, we shouldn't say punt, because that implies he kicked it. He spikes it like a volleyball player,
and that shit flies.
It flies. Now I want to set this scene up real quick before we mention this. They are in a metal container, right? There is no padding. They have literally no like safety harnesses.
Nothing.
It is a kid and a guy tied up with rope inside of a metal container, hurtling through the air, like hundreds of miles through the air.
Are you saying this scene might be unrealistic?
Well, okay, so I know, like most movies, they're unrealistic. This is just baffling to me. Because they mention the fact that it's a metal container, they mention the fact that they're not safe, the fucking worst friend in the world offers them up to a fucking monster, and they get spiked in the air.
This is like the original Nuke the Fridge.
Yeah.
Might as well be.
It's true.
They fly. That thing flies far away and it lands and like it busts open and they're knocked out, but they're alive.
They're totally fine. Like there's no scars.
Nothing.
They're just kind of knocked out.
Yeah.
They're incapacitated.
They're fine.
It's like a mild inconvenience.
And I know at this point I was kind of mentally checking out because this is when...
Yeah, and then the guy comes over and he makes sure the two are all right and they wake up and everything's hunky-dory.
Well, they see that Jet Jaguar is like basically following someone else's orders.
Yeah.
And then the guy is like, well, that's why I have this. And he pulls out a necklace. He's like, in case the computer fails, I can control him with this.
How convenient.
And not only that, you have to literally take the necklace and talk into it.
And you have to be within eyesight?
Within eyesight of the necklace?
Robot? Or the robot? I don't understand that.
I have a goddamn clue.
So they decide to follow Megalon and Jet Jaguar wherever they're going.
With the military.
Yep. And then we get scenes of the military rolling in, Megalon destroying Tokyo.
Megalon destroying the military.
The military trying to destroy Megalon. You know, the typical, like, kaiju fair.
Yeah.
If you've seen Godzilla, you know what I'm talking about.
You've seen
about.
All that, except it's just much more boring here.
Yeah, because, like, it's very uninspired.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like stock footage almost.
I think a lot of it is.
So it's just Megalon destroying the city, military trying to destroy Megalon, Megalon destroying the army, and then a bunch of jet fighters trying to destroy Megalon. He destroys all of them.
And then eventually they get in the helicopter and fly up to Megalon. No, not fucking Jet Jaguar. And they take control of him.
Yep, Jet Jaguar, stop. And then they tell him to... What do they tell him to do? Like, go... No, sorry.
Oh,
they...
go get Godzilla.
Yeah, go get Godzilla on Monster Island. And this is where our shoehorn comes in.
Yeah, but not yet.
Oh, yeah, we get the...
to a toy plane.
Yeah.
So they're driving around, and they stop the kid and one of the guys. They stop at, like, a model, like a toy store. There's no context.
I think we should also... There is some context in the fact that they did evacuate the city.
Yes, but there's no context as to what the hell they're doing.
Yeah, no, we have no idea.
Because they just stop in this store and they're like, hello, hello, oh, I guess they're evacuated. And then they're looking for something. Again, no context.
They didn't tell us what they were doing. Like, they didn't say, like, hey, we're going to find this so we can stop these guys.
The kid gets a model plane, and he's like, I think this will do. And I'm just thinking, do for what?
What are they planning?
Well, they get there to their home, and
the guy's still trying to control.
He's still twiddling around with the computer, with the knobs, and trying to control Jet Jaguar.
Even though at this point he can't control
it. He cannot.
Yeah.
And then they they make him go outside, and the kid flies the model plane right into his face.
Yep, and blood comes out. He broke his nose with a fucking model plane.
No, he breaks his face. Because he has blood, like, on his cheeks, on his eyes. That plane, man.
It shattered every bone in his face. It broke
his face. And they fight. Even the kid gets in on it because they keep fighting. And then the kid gets on the... The house has, you mentioned that it has like these
giant dice hanging on chains.
Hanging on chains for some reason. The kid gets on one of them and like swings into the guy. And it is the lightest, slowest swing I've ever seen.
It's like a tap.
He taps the guy, but the guy is just like,
doesn't he die?
I think so. We never.
Because we never see him again.
He might as well be dead. He broke his face, Will.
But get ready, because now is the fight of the century.
Now the thing you came for.
But we have to explain one more thing. The Cetopians or whatever. Remember, they because Jet Jaguar, like, finds Godzilla. And then they're like, oh, well, if he's getting Godzilla, we need another. Yeah, they need the shoehorn.
And Gigan was in the last movie.
Yep, so he just talks to a diamond and it explodes and Gigan's there.
We've all been there.
I wish I could talk to diamonds and make a fucking giant monster appear.
That's how it works. Well,
I wish it was.
And then at some point, the Megalon is like, he takes off, right? He starts flying around.
Yeah, well, and no, he starts going, like, kind of insane. And he, like, starts hopping around.
But at some point, he flies, and he hits a mountain.
Yeah.
And a giant boulder flies off. And the next thing we see is the guy from earlier.
Getting crushed. No context, because we didn't know he was outside of the house or anything.
We didn't know he was alive. We didn't know anything.
We had no idea.
All we see is Megalon freaking out and flying away. And he, like, we see for a split second him hitting a mountain, and then just a boulder lands on top of the guy. And that's it. That's it.
Do they not know how to kill him off? They're just like, we'll just have the bad monster fly into a mountain and then crush the bad guy with the boulder. I guess
they didn't want our good guys to kill people? Maybe?
Maybe.
But my God, could it be any more awkward?
Oh, it's very awkward.
Then, yeah, Jet Jaguar shows up, and he gets bigger. He enlarges himself to be the size of Megalon, and he just walks up to Megalon and punches him in the face.
I would less call it a punch and more call it a bitch slap.
Yes.
He just, like, right in the face.
And Megalon is thinking everything's cool.
Just like, bitch! Oh, God!
Megalon's like, oh, hi. And he thinks everything's fine. He just walks up and smacks him down.
So they start fight, like, quote-unquote fighting.
That was great.
Which means they're just hugging.
Yeah.
And they do this weird, like, awkward, like, fighting for a while. And then Gigan shows up.
And they beat the crap out of Jaguar. They beat
the holy living fuck out of Jaguar. And he gets tossed around like a fucking...
Good riddance.
Yeah.
Good riddance.
Yeah, it's...
Cause no,
they even juggle him back and forth.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah,
he weighs like nothing. Nothing is great.
And then we get the famous like Godzilla tune playing,
sort of.
And Godzilla starts like slowly sauntering to this fight scene,
and we're just like
he's like getting pumped up and stuff. Yeah. He's like raising his fists, like getting all ready and like you know like a boxer like pumping up for a game. Like,
have you ever seen like a boxing match or a MMA match when the fighters walk in the ring?
Yeah, where they pump their arms.
That is literally what he's doing.
Yeah.
It's great.
He pump, but he does it like every chance he gets.
It's great.
And then he'll raise one arm up like,
yeah.
But he's like, this is the slowest walk I've ever
Eventually,
seen.
Eventually, he gets there.
After about an eternity, he gets there.
There. And then the thing you came to see the movie for finally happens.
Oh, and I wish it didn't.
Why?
It's just, it's so bad. The best. It's like Godzilla, like, channels Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
And starts, like, doing, like, karate shit.
It's great. He just punches him.
Yeah, he just... Great. He, like, floats like a butterfly, stings like a bee. It's like Muhammad all Godzilla. Like, up in this bitch.
He boxes them. It's great. It's great.
Just, he's like a fucking boxer. He just, like, goes all over the place, like, punches the shit out of him.
It's great. Jaguar just... Yeah, Jaguar was, like, knocked out for 50% of this. And, yeah, I mean...
Then he finally starts to get the upper hand. And I don't know what happens. Apparently, like, Gigan and, like, Megalon gain, like, a... They're like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm tired of getting beat. The shit beat out of us. Yeah,
because they get... There's not really much to explain here, but it basically, Gigan flies off.
Yeah.
And Megalon also flies off. But the only thing that's worth mentioning is... The kick.
Well, so I think we should mention they form a giant fire around.
I repeat, the kick. Not just a kick. This is capital T, capital K, the kick.
So Godzilla and Jet Jaguar keep fighting like Gigan and Megalon, and like you said, Gigan gets the shit beat out of him eventually.
It flies off.
And then
Megalon is laying on the ground.
And then like Godzilla just starts going crazy, like just like, you know, pumping up and stuff. And so like
Jet Jaguar
grabs him.
Picks him up and Godzilla immediately knows.
Like holds him in place and like Godzilla even like does like a jump.
Yeah.
He's all excited about it.
He knows what to do. And he holds Megalon by his arms. And then he just kind of like, you know, nods with his head like, do it.
Now, I want to preface this real quick. And I know I keep prefacing things, but I have to.
Do you?
Have you ever watched a movie and seen something so ridiculous? Or, well, like, maybe so beautiful that you're just speechless. Like, you're like, how on earth is this in a movie? Like, how does this exist?
Every single episode of this podcast.
Yeah. Like, this one left me speechless, though, the first time I saw it.
Well, like, the
first time I saw it. Because I've seen it before.
We've both seen this movie before, and this moment was burned.
But it still never fails to baffle me that this made it into a... Like, someone thought this was a great idea. A team of people... thought this was a great idea.
You tell me it isn't?
No, it's hilarious.
This is the best idea.
It is fucking hilarious.
This is full joke.
So, Godzilla gets pumped up and starts running towards Megalon. And then slides on his tail and kicks Megalon with both feet.
Now, to try to explain... His feet are not touching the ground.
No, he is sliding on his tail.
It is his limp tail is holding him up
while he's sliding.
As he slides perfectly and kicks Megalon in
now,
the chest.
Now, not only that, they thought it was so fucking cool that they wanted to show it again.
It was. You ever watch, like, Van Damme movies? Where he'll, like, do an awesome kick.
Yeah.
And then, but they'll show it again.
Like when he kicks the cigar out of the guy's mouth. Hard Target, yeah.
The greatest movie ever, by the way. Hard Target. but yeah, they'll show a kick, like, more than once to kind of, like... But see, in those movies, it's awesome.
Yeah.
In those movies, you're like, that's badass. But in this, it's not badass. It just kind of burns it further into your brain.
Like, I can never forget this.
You won't. And they show it. Yeah, they show it twice.
Yeah, he kicks him again in this. It's literally the same scene.
It's the same scene. It's great.
And then Megalon gets all pissed off, flies away.
And that's it.
And Godzilla and Jet Jaguar shake hands for some reason.
They're friends now.
And they apparently Jet Jaguar can talk to Godzilla.
Yeah.
Because he's like, they all talk.
Well, he kind of talks with his hands.
Yeah.
Mostly by like pointing with back. He's like, hey, Godzilla, we have to go fight. And by that, he just kind of like points his hands up and then points his thumb behind him, like,
mm-hmm.
that way. And Godzilla's like, okay. But yeah, they shake hands and Godzilla goes away to...
Back to Monster Island.
Back to Monster Island.
His convenient playland.
To drink Mai Tais and chill.
Until people need him again.
Until the next movie.
Mm-hmm.
And Jet Jaguar shrinks back down to normal size. And he goes home.
Yep.
With our protagonists.
Yep.
And we get a song.
We get Jet Jaguar's theme song. If you haven't already, please look it up.
Just look it up.
It's just awesome.
Please look it up. Look it that so up.
So good.
Look up. Just type in Godzilla vs. Megalon and watch the theme song and watch the tail kick.
Watch the tail kick. It is worth watching. I literally lost my shit when I first saw it. I almost died of laughter.
Yes.
Like, I almost, like... Even thinking about it now, it's hilarious.
It hurts.
It is so ridiculous.
It hurts.
Yes.
But at the same time, it hurts so good.
Now, this is worse than Godzilla flying in the... What is it? Biollante?
Hedorah.
Hedorah, that's right.
Well,
Hedorah.
Don't,
sorry.
Don't talk shit about Godzilla versus Hedorah.
It's a good movie.
It is.
But he flies.
Yes, he does.
By atomic breath.
Yes.
And it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Fantastic. And they play like a triumphant tune while he flies.
I would.
Even that is less ridiculous than this tail kick.
And that's the movie with the LSD sequences.
Yeah. Where the guy's dancing with fish.
Everyone's turning into a fish monster.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
I do too.
But
it's awesome.
No. We can't watch that movie because it's too good.
Yeah. It's we too high rated.
This.
Do we have to watch Godzilla's Revenge?
No.
Thank God. How is that higher rated than this
It's not.
Movie?
We just skipped it. Fuck it.
Oh, so, yeah, that's...
What are your final thoughts on this for once and for all? Because I don't imagine you'll ever watch this again in your entire life.
This is the one Godzilla movie? Well... No, I will say it. Like, this and Godzilla's Revenge are the two Godzilla movies I never want to see again. Like, I know this is, like, sacrilegious of me to say as a kaiju fan. I even watch the Son of Godzilla because it's ridiculous and it's stupid, but at least it's so bad it's entertaining.
Well, also, things happen in that movie.
Yes. Like, there's an actual plot. An actual story.
Who needs that?
An actual context to things.
Who needs that?
But, like, I've always loved Godzilla. I still love Godzilla. I will always support Godzilla. Like, Shin Godzilla, for all its flaws, like, they had some cool scenes in it.
I won't comment on that movie.
I know. Well, you should. I mean, I don't want to say any more than that.
I'm not rubbing that one.
No.
It's trash. What? Who said that? Oh.
But, like, I always loved Godzilla. I even hated, like, at first I even hated, like, the one with Matthew Broderick, like, the American, like, 1998 one. Mm. But now that I go back and watch it, like, it's actually kind of an enjoyable movie. Like, I mean, they shouldn't have called it Godzilla, but at least it's entertaining.
I don't mind it.
Yeah.
And it's certainly...
But this...
It's certainly... A billion times more entertaining than this.
Now, at the beginning of this podcast, I said, if you're going to be a Godzilla fan, you have to take everything with a grain of salt because there are a lot of ridiculous moments. The problem with this movie is there's too many.
No.
Like,
it's not enough.
Either there's not enough or there's too many. I don't
say
know,
it right now. There's not enough. This is a boring movie.
It's boring and it's trash. Like, even if you watched it in Japanese, I'm sure the acting would still be just as bad.
I never want to hear that kid ever again in
Me
my entire
neither.
Life.
No.
That dubbing, though.
So bad. Like, I want to watch... I kind of want to see just scenes in Japanese just to see how the voice actors were. But I guarantee it would not make me like the movie anymore. Because Jet Jaguar is literally a monster made for kids by a kid.
Yeah, it was, they did a contest for school kids.
This movie's just a cop-out. Like, they literally just added Godzilla just to get more people watching it.
Because they were thinking and they realized, oh, people aren't going to see this movie if it's just Jet Jaguar. So we need to add Godzilla.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. That's the only reason. Like, that's why I hate this movie so much. Because Godzilla, it was literally a cash cow afterthought.
He's only in it for like 15 minutes.
It's trash. I hate it. It's, you can tell that they didn't want to add Godzilla, but they did to make money. Like, that's literally, like, it's the cheapest costume we've seen in any Godzilla. Like, even cheaper than the original.
Oh, yeah.
And the original was, like, it wasn't that good.
Well, the original, they had the sense to kind of hide it.
But I love the original because it makes it look more, like, horrific.
Yeah.
Which is, he's supposed to be deformed, right?
Yeah.
So, like...
Well, and they make it, they don't really, you don't see it as, like, prominently.
Right.
As you do in this, where it's just full front and center.
Well, yeah, and he acts like a fucking boxer.
And it's like, he acts very much
it's
like
just,
a person.
It's just weird.
No, it's the best.
This is just the dark times of being a Godzilla fan. And I never want to...
You mean the brightest times.
Sure, if you want to go with that.
Who wouldn't be a fan?
So what are your final thoughts on this film?
It's pitiful. I don't know, it's weird because either go all the way or don't. And this is right in the middle where it's got those ridiculous moments, but there's not enough of them to be entertaining.
Like, to me,
it just... And at the same time, it's too ridiculous to be taken seriously.
Right.
So, it's just pointless. There's nothing interesting. There's nothing...
It just feels too much like a cash grab.
Because it is a cash grab.
That's all it is. And that's what it feels like. It's not entertaining. It's not... Like, you're right. It has ridiculous parts to kind of try and keep you interested.
But not enough.
But not enough ridiculous parts.
Yeah, and at the same time, it's too ridiculous to be taken seriously.
Yeah.
So you can't compare this to any of the good movies, good Godzilla movies, because it's too ridiculous. But at the same time, there are other ridiculous ones that are way more entertaining than this because the fights are better, because...
The story
is everything better.
Yeah.
Even if they're ridiculous, you enjoy them because of that.
Even Son of Godzilla.
Yeah.
Like, I'll admit it, I had fun watching it.
Mm-hmm.
It's stupid. Son of Godzilla looks like a turd. But, like, it's entertaining.
They should go back to Son of Godzilla and, like, edit out the turd son and, like, just awkwardly edit in, like, a actual... Like, tiny Godzilla. That would be better. Because as it stands, that costume is special.
You know what I think would have made this movie a better movie? Is if they didn't go with the whole Godzilla thing.
I got an idea. You know what would make this a better movie? If it didn't exist.
Well, yeah.
So just delete the movie.
Just delete it.
Just make Godzilla versus whatever. Gigan Part 2, I don't know.
I don't know. Make Godzilla versus Megalon or make a Jet Jaguar movie. Don't try and combine the two.
No, you should always combine.
No.
Godzilla versus Jet Jaguar versus King Kong versus Frankenstein.
I want to see it, man.
Smash
all of
the nonsense in it.
Fuck it. Even, like, do cameos by Gorgo and Gamera. Like, the beast from 20,000 Fathoms could be, like, crawling along the wall.
I'm a little surprised that they never bothered doing Godzilla vs. Gamera, but...
I think it was just two different companies, and they never wanted to merge them.
Mm-hmm.
Gamera's had some dark times, too. I'm glad we don't have to watch any of those.
No.
Ooh, Gamera's had some bad history. I mean, the... the 90s ones are good, but...
The 90s ones are great.
Yeah, the 90s ones are great, and the 2000s...
I'd rather watch those again.
Yeah.
But no. No, we can't.
But, yeah, so... I don't know, like, it just, it's one of my least favorite kaiju movies, and I love kaiju movies. So it hurts to say that, but, and it hurts because I love Godzilla so much. But I can't get behind this movie.
No. Not worth it.
Even if you want to watch a ridiculous Godzilla movie, there's plenty of material that you can go watch that's not this shit.
There's plenty of better Godzilla movies, if you want ridiculous stuff.
That are more ridiculous than this movie. Mm-hmm. This movie's just schlock. It's a cash grab.
How I wish this was schlock.
Yeah.
How I wish this was just dumb schlock.
I wish it was entertaining in the least, but I was almost falling asleep during certain scenes.
Oh, God.
Because they just lingered.
Yeah, everything in... Feels like every scene goes on for, like, a minute too long.
Yeah.
Where they just, the final, like, shot is just dragged out beyond any explanation.
And you're just like, we get it already. Like, you don't have to keep showing it.
Yes. You have to keep showing it.
You know what? Do me a favor, and if you want a really ridiculous Godzilla movie and just want to have fun, go watch Final Wars. Now that movie goes full tilt.
No comment. But, I will say that movie does require alcohol.
Yeah. or some form of drugs.
Something. Whatever they were taking when they made it, you might want to...
I'm just saying, man. It's a ride. It's a roller coaster.
Oh, it
ride.
Is. It's like the Matrix meets Godzilla.
Yeah, it's all over the fucking place.
What Independence
aliens,
Day?
Aliens, time travel, fucking... All the Godzilla monsters, like the American Godzilla, like Godzilla from 1980.
It makes literally zero sense, but that's fine.
Millennium Godzilla.
It's fine.
There's everything in it.
Yeah.
Everything you'd want and need from a Godzilla movie you can find in Final Wars.
And then some. Because that's not even counting the time travel, the Matrix ripoff, the aliens. That's all there, too. In addition to the fact that they literally plug in every single monster, every version of Godzilla, everything is in there. They were just like, throw it in. We'll find room.
Now this one's also special because we couldn't find it on any sites. Mm-hmm. Like it's not on YouTube, it's not on Amazon Prime. You either have to buy it or we bought it.
Yeah.
So
I found my old copy.
Yeah.
To be fair, is it really that surprising that this is hard to find?
No.
I think when I bought it as a kid, it came in a double pack with a better Godzilla movie.
Really?
I think they had to shove this on there just to, like, taunt you. I think it was, like, Godzilla versus Mothra, and then this... It's like a tumor.
It's sad when even Mothra beats... It's like a tumor.
It's like a tumor that you know, they just attached.
Yeah.
You're like, oh yeah, Godzilla vs. Mothra is a good movie.
And it's not a tumor. Okay?
It is a tumor.
No.
Yes. It's a goddamn tumor.
It really is. It's cancer. But yeah, so that was Godzilla vs. Megalon.
But you don't have to watch this nonsense, luckily for you. The best stuff is on YouTube.
Yeah, they have the best clips on there, so just go watch those. It's a ride. Just watch the best of from Godzilla vs. Megalon.
And pretend that that's the movie.
That's all you'll need to watch. You don't need to watch the whole movie because it's garbage. But yeah.
Garbage.
So there's Godzilla vs. Megalon.
Godzilla vs. Garbage.
Yep.
Ugh.
So, anyway, thank you so much for listening. This has been Will.
And this has been Alex.
And we will talk to you guys soon on They Mostly Come Out at Night.
Very soon.
Punch, 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 punch! Punch.